Hi there. Like me, I know a lot of you were very time poor, so the thought of sitting down and reading yet another email is something that is difficult time-wise. So I thought with my monthly newsletter email, I'd give you the option of listening to it while you're driving in the car, going on the train or whatever it is that you do. So here's the first one. This quarter, I'm delving into all things risky. That doesn't mean I'll be indulging in risky activities myself, apart from just being in business, but I will be looking at the topic of risk and how it relates to your business. What is risk? I'm pretty certain that your mind immediately went to big, catastrophic events that we see in the news or have experienced personally, such as pandemics, fires, cyclones, floods, etc. Goodness knows, we've experienced a lot of that over the last few years. If you ask Google this question, you will get literally millions of results. But here's a short definition. The possibility that something bad or unpleasant, such as injury or loss, will happen. Those catastrophes certainly fit that definition. But what I want to do over the next quarter is to take your thinking much, much further. There is so much more out there than cyclones, fires, and floods that can damage your business, potentially fatally. What I'll be sharing with you. My purpose is not to scare the living daylights out of you, but to help you identify the exact risks that your business is exposed to. I'll be writing blog posts, writing articles, and appearing on some podcasts. And maybe TV, on a whole lot of aspects of risk. What it is, how to measure it, how to identify it, how to prepare for it, how to avoid it, reduce it or transfer it, and how to plan for it. My next quarterly business booster in November will be on this topic as well, so make sure you register early. Here's a great example of a business risk that came out of left field. Can an emoji pose a risk to your business? I'm not joking. Using a thumbs up emoji has landed a Canadian company in legal hot water. In this pioneering legal case, a court, equivalent to Australia's Supreme Court, ruled that sending a thumbs up emoji indicated acceptance of a contract. The background involves a long-standing business relationship between two companies. The usual practice saw one party sending a photographed signed contract via text and the other acknowledging acceptance with phrases like looks good or okay. However, the transaction in question was confirmed using a solitary thumbs up emoji. When one party failed to deliver on the contract, the other party sued them for breach of contract. Their defence? The company that sent the emoji said it was merely acknowledging receipt of the message. The court disagreed and said that the emoji was official agreement. This Canadian ruling holds potential implications for Australia, especially given our common law similarities. Indeed, an Australian court case has already grappled with the interpretation of emojis. You can read more about that case, and I've provided the link to that court case in the email. In a technology-driven world, here is a new risk that I certainly had never thought about. Could a wink emoji imply a discount, or a heart emoji suggest a long-term commitment? These are not mere afterthoughts, but real contractual consequences with the associated risks to your business. As with all innovations, balance is the key, and in the realm of contracts, it might be safer to give emojis a thumbs down for now. How ready are you for potential business risks? As I said above, my purpose is certainly not to frighten you, but to give you the knowledge and tools you need to understand and deal with any risks that your business faces. Your first step on this journey is easy. Take the Are You Ready to Face a Business Crisis quiz. It's a great tool and will give you a good idea where you need to be looking and perhaps taking action. The link to the Are You Ready to Face a Business Crisis quiz is included in the email. Start taking action now. We humans are odd creatures. When we face things or issues that are difficult or overwhelming, we tend to ignore them. It's called avoidance coping, and it only makes things worse. So let's get things moving. Once you have taken the quiz, or even before you do, schedule an unpack and prioritize session. It's 90 minutes where we can quickly identify the biggest categories of risk you are facing and identify where you need to start looking first. The link to book an unpack and prioritize session is included in the email. All things speaking. This quarter, I have been working on the speaking side of small company, big business. First up was mentoring for growth. One of my give back things is being a volunteer mentor for the Queensland Government Mentoring for Growth program. Mentoring for Growth offers eligible businesses free access to volunteer business experts who provide insights, opinions, options, and suggestions relating to challenges and opportunities that SME owners and managers are experiencing in their business. In early July, the Mentoring for Growth team provided mentors for a workshop and mentoring sessions for the finalists in our local Business Excellence Awards. As I'm a local, I was roped in, but it was a privilege to be involved in the event. I have been a finalist and winner of those awards several times myself, so I could impart some relevant and practical advice. Incidentally, we're not allowed to enter anymore as we have won three times and are now inducted into the Hall of Fame, but that doesn't stop me being a mentor. Business Queensland Connect ran an article in their August 2023 newsletter about the event, giving our local business awards some very valuable promotion. And the link to that article is included in the email. It seems the participant had appreciated the sessions too. The mentors were extremely knowledgeable, and I felt a genuine sense they cared about what I do, where I want to be, and the services I offer to the community by providing amazing tips and ideas on how to achieve this. That was Kelly Corbishley, owner of Little Gems Yoga. Send me a message if you would like to have your own mentoring session. The link to my Unpack and Prioritize sessions or UP sessions is also included in the email. Next stop, Darwin. At the end of July, I flew to Darwin to present at the Developing Northern Australia Conference. It's lucky that I love attending this conference because it's a long, long haul from Emerald to Darwin and back. As with previous Developing Northern Australia conferences, the amount of activity happening in Northern Australia is simply staggering. The problem I can see is finding the people to put all these plans into place. It's a grand thing to tell us how many jobs will be created, but if there's no people to fill them. The upside, of course, is that there are massive opportunities for SMEs willing to step up, look at what's happening and join in. On to Hobart. August had me on a plane again, this time to the chill of Hobart, very different to Darwin. I took myself there for 4 days of intensive speaker training with two of the best speakers on the planet, Andrew Griffiths and Keith Abraham. Also in the room were 25 other speakers, also there to improve their skills. All this was about making us better equipped to share our message with the world, whatever that message may be. We all believe, and it's true, that we have accumulated a set of skills and knowledge that can help others. It's neither easy nor cheap to take a week out of a business and fly off to Tasmania. Lovely that Tassie is. But no business can be successful without continually investing in it. And my speaking business is no different. Now, what investment are you making in your business? And perhaps further, I'm negotiating with a company that hosts conferences and seminars across the world in my exact area of expertise. I hope I can share some good news with you soon. Do you need a speaker or workshop presenter for your next event? Check out my credentials on my website. The link is in the email. Off to Italy. I'm going to be away for the last 2 weeks of September and the first week of October. One of my close friends is having a significant birthday and has rented a villa in Italy for a group of friends to celebrate. I've never been to Italy, so this is going to be fun. No doubt I will find lots of inspiration for future writing while I'm travelling. I always do. I hope this quarter is going well for your business and for you personally. If my story about the legal implications of using emojis has amused you, please pass it on to other business owners who may enjoy reading it. Cheers, and I'll see you in November at the Quarterly Business Booster. Bronwyn.